We do thank the Lord that we could spend this previous time breaking bread and communing with our Savior.
感谢主，我们能够有一段时间，我们一同来交通，我们一同来擘饼。
This always brings us back to first things.
这总是会带我们回到当初。
It is the finished work of Christ.
这是基督所已经成全的事情。
That's what we believe as we take the bread and the cup together.
当我们一同享用这饼杯的时候，我们就是宣告我们这样子的相信，我们这样子的信仰。
Although we know that it's the last days and our Lord will soon return,
那我们知道这是末后的世代，主马上就回来。
And none of us knows the day nor the hour.
那没有人知道他确实的时间、日子、时期。
And so we have it very much on our hearts that we might be faithful to the Lord's testimony until He comes back.
所以我们很盼望我们能够忠于主的见证，只等到他来。
There has been generations that have gone before us.
在我们以前已经有一世代的人服侍了主。
And some servants of God unto whom the Lord has opened the heavens.
那当中有许多神的仆人，神将天打开。
They have seen the great and wonderful things.
他们看到了大而奇妙的事情。
And out of that life and out of that vision, the Lord has recovered His church.
从这样子的意象开始，神恢复他的教会。
And it's necessary from generation to generation to find those who can carry that torch of testimony until the Lord returns.
所以一个世代一个世代不断的要兴起，能够有这样子的见证，能够带传递这样子的火炬，只等到主再来。
We just sang that wonderful song, I dare not be defeated.
我们刚刚才唱了那首诗歌，我不敢稍微失败。
The dear sister who wrote that, Margaret Barber, was one who carried that testimony.
那么写那首诗歌的姐妹就是一个带着这见证的人。
If I could put it this way, she took that torch of the testimony from England and went to China and stood there alone for years, holding this testimony of God's heavenly vision.
所以他从英国拿带了这个见证到了中国，在那里单独一人许多年坚持这个见证。
She laid down her life and prayed there in China.
他为了中国将他自己的性命摆上，为中国祷告。
And in God's time, found Margaret Barber found Brother Watchman Nee and began to pass this torch onto him.
所以多年以后他在中国就遇见了尼托森弟兄，然后将这个火炬再传递下去。
And the Lord has done much of recovery work through this passing of the torch.
所以借着这样的火炬的传递，神成就了许多恢复的工作。
It seems that we find that in England there were a number of saints such as Margaret Barber holding this torch of God's victory.
那在这个英国似乎有许多位像这个 Margaret 一样的圣徒们带着神见证的火炬。
And the torch was passed and passed along, and even to a brother named Lance Lambert.
所以这个火炬就不断的传递到一个弟兄Lance Lambert 的身上。
And brother Lance Lambert from London was much used by the Lord.In conjunction with our brother Stephen Kong over the years here in the States bearing this testimony of God's purpose.
我们的在从伦敦的弟兄Lance Lambert跟江守道弟兄在美国就带着这见证的火炬。
Our dear brother Lance Lambert just departed this world a few weeks ago.
那几个礼拜以前我们Lance Lambert弟兄被主接走。
And tomorrow morning I leave directly from here.To fly to Jerusalem and be part of his memorial service.
所以明天我就要从这里飞离直接到耶路撒冷去参加他的追思礼拜。
Now he faithfully bore that torch in England and in Israel.
所以他把这个见证的火炬在英国举起来，也在以色列举起来。
And if you have heard our brother's ministry, you, I'm sure, have been blessed by it.
那我如果你们曾经听过他的服事的话，我相信你们都因他得了恩典。
Now, who will carry this torch?
那么谁会继续的接这个火炬呢？
Where are those in this present generation who see the reality of this heavenly vision?
那么在这一个世代，在这一代当中，有谁能够看到这天上异象的实际？
This is my burden as I'm sharing with you this weekend.
那这是我这个周末跟大家分享心内心的负担。
I know that it's possible to know the knowledge of what the heavenly vision is and what God's eternal purpose is and what our eternal calling is.
那我知道我们可以有这个属天的意象，这个神永远的旨意，神永远的呼召，我们可以有这样子的知识。
But my heart continues to be burdened until we enter into the fullness of the reality of these things.
但我心中一直有这样子的负担，一直等到我们众人能够进入这个意象的实际里面。
As I look across the Christian landscape today and see many believers,
好像我今天在看这些基督教的各处有基督教的地方。
Believe it or not, even in Manhattan where I live, there are thousands of real believers. Born again.
那里有许多的真实的信徒，甚至在我所在的地方曼哈顿都有许成千的真实的信徒。
But they're satisfied with their salvation and believe that's all there is.
但是他们对于自己已经得到的救恩已经非常的满足，以为救恩就只是这样。
Now that they're saved, they should read their Bible, have a few prayers, go to a meeting or two every week.
所以他们已经得救了，所以他们应该读经，他们应该有些祷告，他们一个礼拜要一次两次的去不同的聚会。
They believe a Christian should make a couple of million dollars.
然后一个基督徒呢，应该赚个100万-200万。
Have a happy family.
然后有个美满快乐的家庭。
And for most Christians in New York City, as soon as they have enough money, they go out of New York City and they settle in the suburbs.
然后在纽约市的时候呢，等他们赚够了钱，他们都住到郊区去。
But how many of God's people today are under the restraint of a heavenly vision?
但是有多少神的百姓能够受天上的意象来约束？
Whatever our personal desires and ambitions would be, they're laid to the side in order to pursue what the Lord is interested in these days.
无论是我们个人的希望，我们自己个人的野心，他们为了这意象的缘故能够放下来，然后来追求。在这个地上为主的缘故来追求
to live in the reality under the heavenly vision
然后活在这个天上的意象的实际里面
to be measured by our obedience to this heavenly vision
也是按着我们对这天上的意象有多少的顺服来比较 来思量
This is the highest and the richest life there can be
这是一个最崇高、最丰富的生命。
Do you want to know joy, real joy?
你要知道什么是喜乐，一个真正的喜乐。
Be led by the Lord's greater thing.
是被那神更荣耀、更伟大的事情来带领。
And you will find the satisfaction of heart.
然后在我们心中就会有真实的满足。
And as we have just sung,
好像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌。
The Lord will say to you, good job, well done.
那主会告诉我们做得好。
I'm so happy to meet with you, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们很高兴我们能够一同相见。
I don't get to see you very often.
我不是常常能够有机会见你们。
But for this chance to share with you my heart on these matters.
但能够感谢主有这个机会能够跟众人分享我心中的负担。
So we're talking about these great things.
所以我们谈到了这些伟大的事
and the reality of them.
然后我们讲到这些伟大的事的实际
the heavenly vision,
这个天上的意象
his end,
他的目标
his calling,
他的呼召
his way,
他的道路
oh, it's so vast,
这是多何等的伟大
so mysterious,
何等的奥秘
why is it so mysterious?
为什么这是一个奥秘呢
there's an underlying reason why the heavenly vision is so mysterious.
因为这个天上的意象的背后有一个原因让我们觉得它很奥妙。
It's because until we see our Lord Jesus, we've never understood how much God loves us.
因为只等到我们看见了主耶稣基督我们就不能够真正的明白神到底是多怎么样子的爱我们。
The day the Apostle Paul was struck by the heavenly vision and fell down on the road to Damascus.
在那一天，使徒保罗在往大马士革的路上被个天上的异象击倒。
His life experienced the crushing of the cross upon all that he had thought was valuable.
所以他一生当中以为有代价的事，在十字架下都已经破碎。
But imagine the love of God he discovered that day.
我们只能够想象，在那一天，他发现了神在十字架里面所显现的爱是何等的大。
How wonderful God loves a sinner.
神是何等的奇妙，和对罪人有这么样的奇妙的爱。
That he is willing to break open the skies and speak to a sinner and a persecutor of his people.
他愿意将天打开了，对一个逼迫他教会的信徒显示出这个天上的异象。
Christian history might have been completely different.
基督教整个的历史可能因此而完全的不一样。
If God had decided to strike Paul down and kill him,
如果神在那个时候决定击打保罗，让他死亡。
And God's judgment would have been just.
那么神这样的审判也是公义的。
But oh, the love of God that laid hold of the Apostle Paul.
但是神的爱抓住了使徒保罗。
You cannot read his writings without realizing that Paul is so in love with the Lord Jesus.
我们如果读了他所写的东西，我们就知道保罗是何等的爱他的主耶稣。
All these high and glorious things
这些高远、这些荣耀的事情
comes out of the depths of love.
是从爱的深处里面涌发出来。
Do you know how much God loves you?
那你知不知道神是怎么样子的爱你？
It's so much deeper than you understand.
这远超过我们所能够想象的。
So all God can do is break into your life.
所以神能够做的就是进入到你的生命里面。
And in that breaking in, say, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. You are mine.
当他突破了你的生命进到你面的时候他就能够对你说弟兄姐妹我爱你。
The world can't understand the love of God.
这个世界不能够明白神的爱。
And so this great love remained a mystery down through the ages.
所以这个奇妙的爱在历世历代以来成为一个奥秘。
But we have seen the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
但是我们在主耶稣基督的身上已经看见了神的爱。
He gives grace.And grace, and grace again.
他是恩，再加上恩典，再加上恩典。
Now, what is the response of our life if we just live selfishly as Christians?
那如果我们只是很自私的过一个基督徒的生活，这是怎么样子的一种回应？
As I have already said, there's already enough small, selfish, Christians.
我好像我已经讲过的，这世界上已经充满太多狭窄的这些自私的基督徒。
Now I understand that Chinese, of course, unconverted Chinese, love to gamble.
那我知道这些中国人，我讲的是那些还没有悔改的归正的中国人，喜欢赌博。
Right over near us here, just 15 miles away, is a gambling casino. And today, it is full of many Asians in there gambling away.
就距离我们现在这个地方不到15里的地方就已经有个赌场。那今天在那里就充满了许多从亚洲来的人在那里赌博。
Now I wonder if you as believing Christians still have a heart to gamble on God's eternal purpose.
那我在想我们这些已经得救的基督徒会不会也愿意在神永远的旨意上来赌博呢
To respond to his eternal purpose.
那要对这个旨意怎么样子的回应
Basically means,
这样子的意思是什么
Forget about yourself.
就是说你要忘掉自己。
When the Lord opened the heavens to the great men of God,
所以当神对这些伟大的信徒们将天打开的时候
Basically he said to them,
他是怎么对他们说的
？Forget about yourself.
就说你要忘掉你自己。
Abraham, forget about yourself.
所以亚伯拉罕，你不要再纪念自己。
I have a calling for you.
那我对你有个呼召。
Jacob, forget about yourself.
所以雅各，忘掉你自己。
You belong back in Bethel, in the house of God.
你是属于伯特利的，你是属于神的家的。
Down through the centuries, he's touched.The lives of men and women.
历世历代几个世纪以来，他摸到了多少人的心
？Esther, forget about yourself.
不要纪念自己。
You've got a mission to accomplish for the whole people of God.
你有一个责任要为神的百姓做这事。
You see, God's love demands a lot.
所以我们可以看出来神的爱有很大的要求。
But only we can respond with love.
但只有我们在爱里面的回应。
And that brings us to this matter of his calling, which we want to share today.
所以这就带到我们今天所要分享的他的呼召。
So let's read some verses of scripture.
那我们再念几处的经文。
We begin in Ephesians in chapter 1.
我们先读以弗所书的第一章。
We find ourselves often in Ephesians on these matters.
那么关于这些事情我们会常常的读到以弗所书。
I'm sure my brother Godwin has stolen a number of my points in scriptures as he has spoken this weekend.
所以我相信我们的孙弟兄今天在讲的时候也从我这里偷了几节经文去讲。
That's okay, I forgive him.
但没有关系，我原谅他。
Now let's just look at Ephesians in chapter 1.
那我们就看一下以弗所书第一章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.That you will know what is the hope of his calling.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
And then there in Romans chapter 8.
然后罗马书的第八章。
Very familiar words beginning in verse 28.
这是我们很熟悉的，从第二十八节开始。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn.Among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And these whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
预先所定下来的人又召他们来所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And then in 2 Timothy chapter 1.
那我们看提摩太后书提摩太后书第一章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me his prisoner, but join with me in the suffering for the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us.And called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这位主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。神救了我们，以圣召召我们。不是照按我们的行为乃是按他的旨意和恩典这恩典是万古以先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的
Now, Let's just have a word of prayer
让我们一同祷告
Lord, we're so thankful for your living and active word
主我们实在感谢你为你自己又真又活的话语
You move upon our hearts as we consider this matter of the heavenly vision in light of our calling
在我们这里考虑天上的意象我们生命的呼召的时候愿你在我们心中动工
Help us to be those who in our experience could be said to be those who are called according to purpose
让我们能够经历让我们知道我们的呼召哦主啊是按着你的旨意的呼召
We pray in Jesus' precious name
我们是靠耶稣宝贝的名祷告
Amen.
Amen
We know from Acts chapter 7 and verse 2That Abraham was called by God.
我们从使徒行传第七章第二节，我们知道亚伯拉罕是蒙神所召。
The Lord of glory appeared to our father Abraham.
荣耀的主在向我们的先祖亚伯拉罕显现。
And God called him to go out to a place that he would show him.
神召他，要他去神所指示他的地方。
Here Abraham saw a heavenly vision.
所以在这里, 亚伯拉罕看到了一个天上的异象。
And in this heavenly vision, he saw the end of God and the calling of God and the way of God.
所以他在这个异象里面, 那么看到了神呼召他的目的, 看到了神的呼召, 也看到了神的道路。
We discover regarding Abraham that he saw a city whose builder and architect was God.
我们从亚伯拉罕身上, 我们知道他看见了一座城, 就是那设计建造的乃是神。
That was the end.
那么这个就是神的终极的目的。
And that he was called to go forth and find that city.
然后他是蒙召要出去, 要寻找这个城。
And by faith he went forward to gain this promised inheritance.
所以因着信, 他就出去要得这所应许的产业。
And he discovered the ways of God.
然后他也发现了神的道路。
It says in Hebrews that Abraham went out not knowing where he was going.
所以从希伯来书里面告诉我们，亚伯拉罕出去的时候还不知道他要往什么地方去。
This is a good definition for our Christian life.
那这对我们基督徒的生活来讲，这是一个很好的定义。
When we go out by faith,
当我们凭着信出发的时候，
we may not be able to say where we're going.
我们不一定知道我们要到哪里去。
You can imagine Abraham's relatives when Abraham said, "I'm going out."
所以你可以想象说，亚伯拉罕的亲戚们听到亚伯拉罕说，"我要出去."
And Abraham's rich uncle said, "Okay, where are you going?"
所以亚伯拉罕这有钱的叔叔就问他说，"好，你要去哪里?"
Abraham said, "I don't know."
然后亚伯拉罕说，"我不知道."
He must have looked like a fool.
那么看起来这样不是看起来像傻瓜一样？
To the people in Babylon.
对于巴比伦的人来讲,
because he didn't know where he was going.
因为他不知道他自己要去哪里。
But he knew who he was going with.
但是他知道他是与谁同行。
Just connect your wagon to the Lord Jesus, and he'll take you where he wants you to go.
就是把你的篷车搭在主的身上, 他知道你会去哪里。
Now it's amazing to me that Abraham, back in the earliest days, as the father of faith,
那有时候我们很难想象，觉得这非常的奇妙。那么早的时候，亚伯拉罕成为信心之父。
That he could have such a vision that he could see God's purpose, God's ways.
他只有这么大的一个意象，他可以看见神的终极的目的，他可以看见神的道路。
Now how many Christians do we know who are under such a vision?
但是我们所认识的基督徒里面有多少人有这样子的意象？
Now surely Abraham only saw these things in outline.
那当然亚伯拉罕所看到的这些事情不过是一些轮廓。
The fullness of this one great vision could not be understood until Jesus had died and risen again and come to dwell in the hearts of believers.
那当然这个意象它里面真正的丰富是没有办法了解一直等到耶稣基督来死而复活借着圣灵住在信徒的心中。
What men of old saw by way of vision was mostly external.
那么这些人所看见的意象大部分是外面眼见。
But we as Christians today,
当我们今日做基督徒,
because of the indwelling Holy Spirit,
因为内住的圣灵,
are to see these things which once were only outlines in clearer form in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那我们就能够看见这是在以往的时候不过是个轮廓的东西, 如今在基督耶稣里我们能够实际的看见他的丰富。
Now out of this comprehensive vision, we find his calling.
从这一个完全的意象里面我们看见他的呼召。
There's a divine call.
这里是神给的呼召。
Now even this call is hidden in this heavenly vision.
甚至连这个呼召都是隐藏在天上的意象里面。
Because long before you were ever called in history, you were chosen in eternity.
因为在我们在历史的生活里面蒙召以前，在永世里面我们已经蒙拣选。Now
we are called at a point in time in our life.
我们的蒙召是在我们一生的当中某一个时候。Not
only called to salvation.
那不仅仅说我们蒙召得到拯救。But
called with a heavenly call.
乃是蒙了这个天上的意象的呼召。Called
from grace to glory.
然后从恩典里面进到荣耀。
We'll look at this wonderful calling.
那我们看到这奇妙的呼召。
But it has to begin at a moment in history.
但是它的开始在我们生命里的开始是在历史里面的某一个时间。
So the Lord spoke and said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he called the apostle Paul.
所以主就在那里讲说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？所以在那个时候，他呼召了保罗。
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 15.
那哥罗加拉太书一章十五节。
Paul says, even God who formed me in my mother's womb called me by his grace on that road.
他说在母腹中就受到我的神到了时候时候满足时就呼召我。
And when we watch the disciples, we see that Jesus came by the sea and found Peter, James, Andrew, John and said, come, follow me. And they heard the calling of their Lord.
即使是我们主耶稣在他一生的时候我们看到他行走在加利利海的旁边在那里看到彼得、约翰、安德烈就在那里呼召他们然后他们说来跟随我
Now when they obeyed the call
他们顺服这个呼召的时候
What did they eventually discover?
他们就发现了什么呢
They had been chosen before the foundation of the world
他们发现自己在创立世界以前就已经蒙了拣选
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是非常的奇妙
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 We have been chosen in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him in love
所以以弗所书一章四节这么讲我们在创世以前神就在耶稣基督在基督耶稣里面拣选了我们使我们成为圣洁无有瑕疵
How long the Lord has known of you and I
所以主到底在什么时候就已经认识了我们
I only first met God at 20 years old when I was saved and was called to salvation.
我在20岁的时候是我那个时候开始蒙召认识神得了救恩。
And when I first heard of this doctrine of being chosen,
当我第一次听到这拣选的教训的时候
I went to the pastor of the church I was in and I was confused. Wait, am I called? Am I chosen? I don't know.
所以我就觉得很困惑我就去问我那个时候教会的牧师我问他说我到底是蒙召呢还是我蒙拣选
Now my pastor had a simple explanation.
那个时候呢我的牧师有一个很简单的解释。
It is a mystery.
他说这是一个奥秘。
But he said, Dana, he says, if you look over the gate of eternity,
当他跟我说Dana, 如果你看到那永远的门
There's a scripture over the gate.
那上面呢写了一个字
It says, whosoever believes will have eternal life.
那你说凡信的就得永生
That's our calling to salvation.
那么这是我们蒙召得到救恩
And so by faith one day I believed and went through the gate of eternity.
所以有一天我因信我接受了我相信了我就进入永恒的门
But then he says, when you get inside,
但他就再跟我说等到你进去以后
you look back at that gate from the other side,
然后你回过头来再看那个门
and it says chosen before the foundation of the world.
那上面就写了说在创世以前所拣选的
That satisfied me.
那个时候我就很满意了
Who can explain it?
谁能够解释这些事
Only once you get inside you realize you've been chosen.
因为你一旦进入了这个门你才知道你自己是蒙拣选的
Now if you're not saved yet but you know you're chosen I think you have a problem.
如果说你还没有得救但你却知道你自己是蒙拣选的那这一定有问题
It's only theoretical.
因为这不过是个理论
It's when you're saved and called that you discover that it's wrapped up in this mystery of your being chosen
因为只有一个真正的蒙召的得救的他才能够见到知道这一个奥秘拣选的奥秘
So even though the heavenly vision involves an end a call away all these things
所以虽然这个天上的意象包括了神的终极的目的包括了他的道路
Today, many Christians in experience often receive that calling from the heavenly first.
那所以很多时候在基督徒他们的经历里面他们是要先接受到这一个呼召
We all know we're called to salvation.
那我们知道我们是蒙召得救
But after that, among Christians, a calling becomes a very confusing thing.
但等到我们得救以后，这个呼召这件事反而变成很困惑人的一件事。
Now, in most churches,
那在大部分的教会
if you talk about calling,
如果你讲到呼召的话
they think it means you're called to the ministry.
他们讲到的是说你会蒙召做一个全时间的服事。
I am called to the ministry to preach the gospel.
所以我是蒙召去做传福音的执事。
This is what some people say.
那这是有些人会这样讲。
And now Pentecostals have an interesting use of this calling.
那么五旬节教派的弟兄姐妹们他们用这个呼召又很特别很有意思。
Now, you know, Pentecostals, at the end of their services, they like to come down to the front of the altar to kneel and to pray.
所以我们要了解这些五旬节教派的弟兄们在侍奉结束的时候呢在聚会结束后他们喜欢来到台前跪在那里祷告。
Now, when you talk to a lot of Pentecostal young people,
那你跟这些在五旬节教派里面的年轻人谈的
时候 they have this term,
他们有这么样一个词
I have a calling on my life.
他说我的生命里面有一个呼召。
Now, when you find out what that means,
那等到你找到这什么意思的时候
this is what it means.
他的意思是这样的。
Some pastor went up to them, laid hands on them, and prophesied that the Lord says, you will go to the mission field and do great things for God.
他们说有时候有的牧者到他那面前将按手在他身上然后就说预言说你是蒙召要去哪里做宣教士。
And somehow they felt like that's God's calling on their life.
所以他们就觉得说这是神对他们人生里面的呼召。
Now, if this is true, many Pentecostal young people are not obeying the call.
那如果这真是真实的话，那其实有很多在五旬节教派的年轻人并没有顺服他们的呼召。
They never go to the mission field. They never heal people as they are said they were going to.
因为他们没有真正的去到这些宣教的地点，他们也没有行神迹医治人，像他们当初好像接受到这个呼召一样。
I thank the Lord for my Pentecostal brethren who really love the Lord.
那我很感谢主，因为在五旬节教派里面，实在有很多爱主的弟兄们。
I remember one time many years ago, I was traveling, going to speak to some place down in North Carolina.
那我记得很多年前的时候，我那里就到了北卡一个地方，要在那里讲道。
And it came to the end of the day, and I was going to spend the night. And when I pulled off of the interstate, I saw a big tent had been erected there.By the exit.
然后在晚上的时候，我开车开那个时候想说要出去找个地方休息的时候，当我出了高速公路，我看到那里盖了一个很大的一个帐篷，很帐篷。
So I went to my favorite restaurant for a meal. That's Burger King, not McDonald's.
然后呢，我就去我最喜欢的餐馆吃饭，是 Burger King, 不是 McDonald's.
And by the time I got through, there was music in the tent.
然后等到我吃完的时候从那个帐篷里面就有音乐传出来。
Now, I'd never been to a tent meeting before.
然后我在以前的时候从来没有参加过在帐篷里面的聚会。
So I went in to see what was going on.
那所以我就想去参加看看是什么事情。
Well, just then, a big pink Cadillac pulled up. And the evangelist was in the Cadillac.
那就在那个时候一个粉红色的凯迪拉克的大车就停下来了。那么一个传福音的人就从里面下来。
He had a suit on that was a kind of shiny kind of suit.
那他穿着一个西装，这西装是有亮亮光的。
He wore a lot of gold and had cufflinks. Oh, he was a fancy guy.
然后他的手上啊，身上戴了很多金首饰。
Now they sang a bunch of songs.
那他们唱了许多的歌。
Just an organ player and somebody singing.
然后在那里呢，只有一个弹风琴的人，一个唱的人。那他们也在那里跳。
Sometimes somebody would fall down.
然后有的人就倒下来。
There's a lot of commotions going on.
所以在那里有很多的活动，很多的混乱。
And the preacher got up.
然后那个要讲道的。
He started preaching into the microphone as loud as you can speak.
所以在那里呢，就对着麦克风大声的传讲起来。
Everybody there, amen, praise the Lord.
所以那里呢，大家很多人都回应说阿门，赞美主。
Now it's when he took up the fourth offering that he had a special thing he wanted to do.
那等到他第四次收奉献的时候，他有一个特别的东西。
Every time he took up an offering, he had the organist play a song, and everybody marched down, put money in the box, went back.
所以每一次他在那里呼召要奉献的时候，这个管风琴就在风琴的弹风琴的人就弹风琴，那大家走到前面，然后把奉献放下。
Now the fourth offering,
但第四个奉献
was a special offering.
这个特别的奉献。
And here's what he said.
这是他所讲的。
Now the people in this tent.
那在这个帐篷里面的人啊。
They were very poor people.
你知道了解他们是很穷的。
But he said.
但这是他讲的。
anybody who comes and puts $100 on the altar.
任何一个人来到面前放下一百块。
I don't take checks.
他说我不拿支票。
No IOUs.
不要写个欠条。
$100 cash.
一百块钱现金。
You come down here, put that $100.
你来到这里放下一百块。
And I will put my calling on your life.
那我就会把我的护照放在你的身上。
And you will cast out demons.
然后你能够赶出鬼。
And you will have a radio ministry.
然后你就能够有一个收音机的侍奉，广播侍奉。
Now when I saw five or six people get the money from their friends and put that $100 down on that altar.
那我就看到有五个人、六个人啊，从他朋友那里凑齐的这个钱呢、啊，把钱放到里面。
I grieve.For what I saw.
那我心中非常的伤痛。
People don't understand God's calling.
因为人真的是不明白什么叫做神的呼召。
These people were cheated by this man.
那么这些人不过是上当受骗。
God doesn't give you my calling.
神怎么样能够把我的呼召给你啊？
But so the people today are so confused about this calling.
所以很多人在今日对于什么叫做呼召也很困惑。
That's true. Some people are called to preach the gospel. Some are called to shepherd the sheep.
所以的确有的人是蒙召全时间的来服侍、传福音、去牧养。
Some are called to be a missionary doctor.
那有的人是蒙召去做一个宣教的医生。
But the two great sins of all sinners.Has affected this understanding of our calling.
但是一个罪人的两个最大的罪也影响了我们对呼召的了解。
Those two great sins are pride and individualism.
那这两个最大的罪就是骄傲跟个人主义。
Today, people don't understand what a calling is. It's always their call, my call, personal, individual call.
因为现在大家了解这个呼召都是我的，我个人的呼召，我自己这一个人的呼召。
You see, it's just what I hear from God.
只是我听到神跟我讲什么。
It's no bigger than that.
就不会比这个更大了。
When I went to seminary,
当我去上神学院的时候，
I went because I felt called to preach.
因为我那时候我感觉我是蒙召要去传道。
One third of the student body was called to pastor with psychological counseling.
那在我们三分之一的同学啊，感觉他们蒙召，其实这些人是需要去见那个心理咨询医生。
And then another third were called to the mission field.
那在三分之一的人呢，就是蒙召要去去宣教。
And very few of us had any idea what we were really doing.
但是呢，没有一个人真正的知道我们在做些什么。
Out of our own pride.And ambition and individualism, we decided somehow this is what God wants us to do.
所以因着我们自己的骄傲，我们自己的野心，我们自己个人主义作祟，所以我们就以为这是神的呼召。
Many of them dropped out of school.
所以很多人根本没有念完。
More than a few hundred of them at the time I was in seminary.
在我上课的时候，我有几百个同学。
They were there not to.Serve the Lord.
他们到那里其实不是要去服侍主。
Because by going to seminary, you can escape the draft. That was for fighting in Vietnam.
因为那个时候有越南战争，如果你上了神学院的话呢，你就不会被抽签去参战。
Many of these men who went to seminary no longer serve the Lord.
所以很多人那个时候上这些神学院的，现在已经没有在服侍主了。
Many of them.Still to this day, don't know what it means to be called according to His glorious purpose.
那直到现在，还有当初很跟我上学的很多人，到现在还不明白怎么样子是按着神荣耀的旨意被召。
Now thank God, there are some who really know the Lord and His ways.
但感谢主，还是有些人他们真的知道主他的道路，他的呼召。
But if you would allow me this morning, I want to simply bring this matter of our calling back into the context of its heavenly vision.
所以让我们今天早上的时候，让我们来明白我们共同的呼召能够跟这个天上的意象能够连接。
Even as Paul heard Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
甚至连保罗在那里听到主在那里告诉他说，保罗，保罗，你为什么要逼迫我？
And he sensed his calling and said, Lord, what would you have me to do?
所以他就感觉到神对他的呼召，所以他说，主啊，我当如何行？
So we need a calling that comes out of a reality of a heavenly vision.
所以我们需要一个从天上意象所出来的一个实际的呼召。
Now let's talk about this calling according to his purpose.
那我们现在来再来看一下什么叫做按他旨意被召。
There in Ephesians chapter 1, we read some verses.
我们在以弗所书的第一章我们念了几节。
And I want you to look at this one particular verse.
我们要注意一下这一个特别的经文。
As we think about his calling.
那我们现在想想看他的呼召。
Verse 18.
第十八节,
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛,使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
Now the first thing I want you to see
第一件事我要你注意的,
is that our calling, actually, in one sense, we don't have a calling.
就是说我们所蒙的召,从某一个角度来讲,我们没有自己的蒙召。
Our calling comes out of his calling.
因为我们的蒙召是出于他自己的蒙召。
Now at this point I have no idea what your Bible says in Mandarin.
那在现在呢，我不晓得中文的圣经是怎么翻译的。
But I know a lot of the English versions have messed this verse up.
但我知道很多英文的翻译都没有翻好。
It says that you might know what is the hope of your calling.
因为这里有的翻译就变成说, 在这里能够知道你的蒙召是何等的指望。
Or what is the hope of his calling you?
或者是说他召你，你有何等的指望？
But Paul is talking about something different.
但保罗在这里讲的不是这个意思。
We need a revelation of his calling.
我们需要得到一个启示，能够看到他的蒙召。Now
forget about yourself just a moment.
先不要管你自己，把你自己忘掉。Who
is the one with the call of God?
是哪一位得到了神最荣耀最大的呼召？It
is Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督。He
is called.
那么他是那个蒙召的。And
Paul says, I want you to see the hope of his calling.
所以保罗是说，我希望你们能够看见他的蒙召有何等的指望。Now,
now, wait just a second.
我们稍微等一下。
Now, when you get to chapter 4,
那等到你第四章的时候，第一节，
you see, you do have a calling.
那你就看到，的确，你有一个呼召的。
Here, Paul says, you're calling.
那在保罗这里讲说，你们蒙召。
Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
所以这里讲到我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So you have a calling.
所以的确你有你的呼召。
But it comes out of his calling.
但这个呼召是从他的蒙召来的。
The priority is seeing his calling.
因为这个先后的次序是他的蒙召为根基。And
out of that, you sense your calling because you see how you fit into the body of Christ.
那么从这里我们才看到我们自己的蒙召，因为从他的蒙召里面，我们看到我们在基督的身体里面所扮演的角色。Now
we know in Ephesians and Colossians, Paul talks about tremendous things about Christ.
那我们知道以弗所书也好，哥罗西书也好，保罗讲到关于基督非常卓越的事情。Now
have you ever thought about his calling?
那你有没有想考虑一下耶稣基督他所蒙的召？Have
you opened your Bible and said, "Now, Lord, open my eyes that I might see the hope of His call"?
你有没有打开圣经的时候，在读的时候想一下说，主啊，求你开我眼睛，让我明白他所蒙召你所带有的指望。Now,
what a wonderful spiritual exercise that would be!
那这是一个何等美好、何等奇妙一个主灵的操练。This
letter to the Ephesians is just full of things regarding His great calling.
因为以弗所书里面就充满了关于主耶稣所蒙的召。As
an example,
譬如
last night we mentioned the Ephesians 1 verses 9 and 10.
昨天晚上的时候，我们提到以弗所书一章的九节跟十节。God
has let us know the mystery which has been hidden for centuries.
因为神让我们知道历世历代以来所隐藏的奥秘。
Specifically that which God is doing in these days.
特别是讲到神在这个时候。
Here is the calling in Christ.
那么这是基督里面的呼召。
God is summing up, heading up all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on the earth in Him.
所以神使天上一切地下一切所有的都在基督耶稣里面同归于一，以他为元首。
Now I don't know how many of you have ever heard what a big electromagnet sounds like.
那我不知道我们多少人知道关于一个大的一个电磁铁是怎么样的。
You ever heard a big one?
你有没有听过一个大的？
You know, you go to a junkyard, and they used to have these big electromagnets, and when it turns on, you hear it goes,
你知道那种废车厂的时候啊，有这种很大很大的一个电磁铁。
You can grab a car, don't need to go like this, just grab it with its magnet, lift it up by the power of this magnet and put it over here, and then they crush it.
然后这个电磁铁啊，只要一碰到那个车子啊，就把整个车子能够举起来，能够放到一个地方，把它压扁。
Do you hear the noise now?
所以你能不能够听到这个电磁铁的声音
？Do you hear the spiritual magnet?
所以你能不能够听到圣灵的电磁铁的声音？这样子叭叭叭叭叭叭。
What's happening?
然后会怎么样
？God's magnet is bringing everything under the headship of Christ.
因为神的电磁铁就把所有的东西吸引到成为以基督为元首同归于一。这一个是何等大的呼召。
He's pulling sinners into his kingdom and up into Christ.
所以他把罪人带领到他的国度里面，然后向上连于基督。
He's bringing the kingdoms of this world and sucking them up under the headship of the King Jesus Christ.
所以他把这个世上的国度能够吸进来，能够成为我主我耶稣基督的国。
This is going on in this very hour.
甚至在这个时候，这就是神所做的工。
I'll tell you a secret.
那我告诉你一个秘密。
If you see what God is doing in Christ,
如果你看到了神在基督耶稣里面的工作
，then you see your job.
然后你就能够看到你的工作是什么。
What's your job?
你的工作是什么
？You grab a few friends and bring them under the magnet.
你就把一些人拉过来，把它放到这个电磁铁下面。
You take some of those Christians in your college group who are sort of on the fence.
所以你呢，把你大学里面的基督徒的朋友，或是那些人信仰摇动的人
，You bring them under the magnet.
然后把他们带到这个磁铁下面。
You take the Christians that you know, you disciple them, bring them under that magnet.
所以你认识一个基督徒，你就给他做门徒训练，把他带到这个磁铁下面。
Now you've seen your calling according to what God is up to.
所以然后这样子的话你就看到你根据神所来对你自己个人的呼召是什么
starting some little group of your own.
那不是你自己开始一个小小的团体
Everything you do is for the sake of unity, not division.
因为你所做的一切是为了合一而不是为了分裂
This is why it's such a tragedy to me when I see people who don't understand God's vision.
这就是我为什么觉得一个不明白神的意象的人是何等大的悲哀
TodayThere's a big movement going on in the United States and the world in Christian things.
那么在今天在基督教的世界里面，在美国，在这个世界都有一个很大的运动。
Well, they call it the Reform movement.
他们叫这一个改正的运动。
And they're teaching the doctrines of Calvin.
他们所教导的是加尔文的教义。
And they're bringing people back to a fear of God.
所以他们把人带回来，叫他们能够敬畏神。
And many wonderful truths.
那在神的话语里面带了很多美好的真理。
But as part of their ministry,
但他们当中有一个服侍。
This kind of teaching,
这样子的教导
is dividing the saints.
是要把圣徒们分开。
A few years ago, I was out at WCCC. It was in Seattle this particular year.
那许多年以前我在去参加一个基督徒的一个聚会，今年的话是在西雅图。
And I met a girl.That I knew from the young people's groups, a Chinese girl, who was standing outside the meeting.
所以我就遇到了一个 一个年轻的一个女孩子，一个基督徒，是一个中国的女孩子，是我所认识的。
I was walking around the corner to go to the meeting, but I saw her. I stopped and said hello.
所以呢，我正准备走到一个角落要进到那个会场的时候，我看到她在那里，我就停下来。
I said, "How are you doing?" She says, "Oh, wonderful, wonderful."
然后我就问她说，你怎么样啊？她说很好。
And while she's down in Philadelphia, she started going to this Reformed church.
所以她在费城的时候，她开始加入这一个改革宗的教会。
She loves this church.
那她非常的爱这个教会。
So I said, "Well, that's wonderful. Okay, let's go into the meeting."
那她就对她说，哦，那很好啊，来，我们一起来去聚会。
She said, "Oh, no, no, I can't go."
哦，他说哦，不行，我不能去。
I can't fellowship with those people in there.
因为我不能够跟这些人交通。
I said, "What do you mean? Your mom and dad are in there."
那他说那怎么意思呢？你爸爸妈妈不在里面吗？
She said, "I can't fellowship with them."
哎，他说我没办法跟他们有交通。
I said, "Why?"
为什么？
Because they don't believe Reformed doctrine.
因为他们不相信改革宗的教义。
Because they did, so she went on to explain, because they didn't believe tulip. You know what tulip is?
因为你知道为什么他们不相信呢? 因为他们不相信 tulip.
The five doctrines of predestination in Calvin.
这 tulip 什么意思? Tulip 是每个英文字的缩写, tulip. 它是代表是神的预定。
She said, "Watchman Nee and all their people, they don't believe in tulip. I can't fellowship with them."
他说因为像尼托森啊，像这些人呢，他们不相信 tulip, 所以我们没办法跟他有交通。
Now she was proud that she had such strong Christian beliefs.
那她对自己能够有这样子一个强的基督徒的信仰，她感到非常的荣耀。
To me, it's a tragedy.
但对我来讲，这是一个悲剧。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
Without her knowing it, she's working against this purpose of bringing everything under Christ.
因为他自己虽然不知道，但他所做的是违背了神要把万有归在耶稣基督里面之下的这个旨意。
There is no wall that can be put up in the church. There is not Jew or Gentile. There is not slave or free. There is not tulip people and non-tulip people.
所以在教会里面没有什么律法来分开的，没有不分犹太人、不分希利人、不分为奴的、不分自主的，没有相信 tulip 的人呢，跟不相信 tulip 分开的。If
any wall is set up, it's against this purpose of God.
如果建立起任何一样的墙，就是违反了神这样子的目的。Well,
now look at another verse here in Ephesians.
我们再看一下以弗所书里面另外一些经文。Oh,
there's so much to say here, but who has the time?
那这实在有很多可以讲的，但我们时间实在不够。
Verse 21 through 23 at the end of chapter 1.
我们看一下第一章的最后的21节跟22节。
Christ has been placed far above all rule and authority and power and dominion in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世，连来世的也都超过了。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他的为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Now, do you see his calling?
你可以看出他所蒙的召吗?
He's exalted upon a throne above all authority and kingdom.
他被高举坐在宝座上，远超过所有的国度。
And all these things have been made a footstool for his feet.
这一切事情是放在他的脚下为他做脚凳。
Now, you see your job.
然后你在这里可以看出你的工作是什么。你的工作是什么?
Build that footstool.
就是建造这个脚凳,
put everything under the Lord's feet.
让所有的事情都放在主的脚下,
fulfill him.
那使他的丰满能够成就,
he fills all in all.
因为他就能够充满在万有里面。
Now that's his calling.
这是他的蒙召。
Now do you see your calling?
然后从这里就看出你的蒙召。
You fill him who fills all in all.
你就充满基督，使基督能够充满万有。
Oh, we have a wonderful calling.
那我们实在有个非常奇妙的呼召。
But first we have to see his calling.
但我们首先要先看到他所蒙的召。
And in satisfying his calling, we will find our calling.
我们如果能够满足他所蒙的召, 我们就能够找到我们自己的呼召。
Okay.
好。
Let me talk about calling from another angle.
那我再从另外一个角度来讲到呼召。
It's as we set our eyes on Christ that we begin to see our calling in Him.
就是当我们定睛在耶稣基督的身上的时候，我们在他的里面才看见我们自己的蒙召。
In other words, as we study the Word of God,
换句话说，当我们读神的话的时候，
we look for Jesus.
你读耶稣，找耶稣。
Look at him in the Gospels.
在福音书里面看到耶稣。
What do you see?
你看到什么
？Watch him.
你在那里观察。
He's an apostle.
他是。
He's a prophet.
他是使徒，他是先知。
He's an evangelist.
他是传福音的。
He's a pastor.
他是牧养教会的。
He's a teacher.
他是教导人的。
He's an intercessor.
他是一个为人代祷的。
He's a high priest.
他是一个大祭司。
Look at these things.
你注意这些事情。
And when you look at the fullness of who he is.
然后你看到他这一位人的丰满的时候
，You begin to sense part of that in your heart.
那你就可以开始感觉到你的心里面这当中某一部分的基督的工作有所回应。
You watch Jesus the apostle.
你看那为使者的耶稣。
You watch the prophet.
你看这个为先知的耶稣。
Then you watch the evangelist.
那你看这传福音的耶稣。
And something touches your heart.
然后你看到的时候，有一些心里面被牵动的。
Because you see, there's a calling in there for you to be an evangelist.
然后你在那里看见你是蒙召做传福音的。
An evangelist of the Lord is somebody who has seen Christ the evangelist.
因为一个能够为耶稣做传福音的人呢，是看到耶稣是个传福音的人。
You learn from Christ.
然后你就从耶稣那里学习。
You follow Christ.
你跟随耶稣的脚步。
He makes you a fisher of men.
那他就让你成为得鱼的人，得渔夫，得人的渔夫。
Somebody else watches Christ.
那没别的人在那里看耶稣
，But they see Christ, the intercessor.
那他看到耶稣是个代祷的人。
They begin to understand their calling in prayer.
他们就开始明白他们自己的蒙召做祷告的。
Oh, how we need brothers and sisters who really understand intercession in these last days.
在这个末后的时代，我们何等的需要弟兄能够明白代祷重要的弟兄姐妹。
But do we see that our calling comes out of seeing it in Christ?
但是我们能不能明白我们所蒙的召是我们先能够看到基督的蒙召
Even as Christ was upon the earth, he was watching the Father.
那甚至在耶稣在地上的时候他还在那里仰脸看他的父
He says, I only do what I see my Father doing.
他只说 我做的事因我见我父所行
I only work when I see my Father work.
我父所行的我也行
We should only minister when we see our Lord Jesus minister.
所以我们的服事是因为我们看到耶稣基督有这样子的服事时我们才能服事。
Now, to see this, we need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see and discover Jesus in his many aspects.
我们如果要这样子做的话我们需要圣灵能够开我们的眼睛使我们能够看到基督在各方面的侍奉。
Now we see Jesus as we study the Word of God.
那我们什么时候当我们读神话语的时候我们看到耶稣
If we don't study the word of God, we don't see him.
如果我们不读神的话我们看不到主
But actually we can.
但实际上我们还是可以了
By God's mercy, he sends servants among us.
因为靠着神的怜悯 神差派他的仆人到我们当中
You can imagine back in the days of the apostles.
你可以想想回想到在使徒的时代
They know how they traveled from place to place in an apostolic group.
那我们知道他们使徒们一组一组的 到处行走传讲。
Now let's imagine Paul came to town.
那我们想想看现在保罗到了这个城。
Actually he never came alone.
其实保罗从来不是一个人走的。
Let's say he came with Timothy and he came with Silas.
所以我们想想看假如说他跟提摩太他跟希拉一起来了。
And maybe Aquila and Priscilla were also with him.
那也许还有百基拉雅基拉一起来了。
And as they came and started to work and preach the gospel in this town,
所以他们在这个城，他们来了，他们在那里工作，在那里传福音。
People would come to the Lord.
然后有人就到归主了。
And they'd watch these servants of God ministering.
然后他们看到了神的仆人在这里服事。
Now some people who love to study the word.
那有的人是喜爱读神的话语。
They look at Paul and say, "Oh, here's a man of God."
所以他们看到保罗之后就说啊、哦、这个人实在是神的人。
I want to be like Apostle Paul.
我要跟能够像保罗一样。
But somebody else says, oh, look how Timothy, so sweet, such a precious brother.
但有的人说哎看看提摩太哇这个弟兄何等的甜美何等的美丽。
I want to be a sweet brother teaching the word of God.
那我要能够像提摩太一样成为一个温柔的一个弟兄。
Somebody says, see the Aquila. Says, oh, what a sister. Or Priscilla, I mean.
那
Sorry.
那你们看一下这百基拉看看这这个姐妹多好啊
Oh, she knows the Bible so good.
她实在是对圣经很熟啊
She can explain it to people.
她可以对向别人解释
That's what I want to be.
这个就是我要做的
You see, they can see Christ in the midst of these workers.
你知道发生什么事吗因为在这些工作里面他们看见了基督
So sometimes we see a worker and we see Christ in them.
所以当我们看到主的工人的时候很多时候我们看见基督的工作
And the holy ambition rises in our heart. God, if I could be like that.
那在我们心里面就有一个神圣的一个可想跟野心，我们要像那一样。
So we see that our calling is hid in Christ.
所以我们要知道我们的呼召是藏在基督里面的。
And in our heavenly vision, we further see that our calling is hidden in the corporate.
然后从这天上的意象里面，我们就能够看到这个呼召是藏在团体里面。
We are called into the body of Christ.
因为我们是蒙召进入基督的身体。
Our calling is corporate.
所以我们的蒙召不是个人性的，是团体性的。
Now today we have man-made calling.
那今这个世代有很多人为的呼召。
And many servants of God are not in the body of Christ, functioning there.
那有很多神的仆人，他其实不是属于基督的身体里，不在身体里面运作。
They have their goals, they have their tactics, they have their vision, they see their end.
所以他们有他们的目标，他们有他们的技巧，他们有他们的意向，他们有他们要达到的东西。
Now, when I was a Baptist minister,
那我曾经是浸信会里面的传道人。
I wasn't part of the body of Christ.
那我其实不是在基督身体里面。
Of course, that sounds foolish because I was.
但当然，这个听起来是莫名其妙的，因为其实我是了。
But not as long as I thought I was over the body of Christ.
但是呢，其实呢，我是在身体之上。
I was the head guy.
我是那个头。
I knew what to do.
我知道怎么做。
They needed to listen to me.
他们要的就是听我的话。
If you don't want to listen to me,
如果你不听我的话
，go somewhere else.
那你就到别的地方去。
I'm just a humble shepherd.
我不过是一个谦卑的传道人。
But the buck stops with me.
但是呢，决定权到最后在我身上。
I had no heavenly vision.
我在这个时候没有天上的意象。
I didn't know that Christ was the only head of the church.
我不知道唯有基督才是教会的元首。
So I was trying my best to be a head of the church.
所以呢，我就尽力希望我能够做到这个教会的首。
So when I saw my heavenly vision,
但是等到我看到天上的意象的时候
，I resigned.
我就辞职。
I had a Baptist ordination paper. Dana Congdon is ordained to serve God as a minister.
那我有一个浸信会爱慕的证书，说 Dana Congdon 几年几月爱慕成为牧师。
I took that paper, I tore it up.
然后我就把它撕掉了。
It says Reverend Dana Congdon.
因为那里讲的是可尊重的牧师。
Tore up the Reverend.
然后把那个撕掉。
Now I'm just Dana Congdon.
那我就是 Dana Congdon.
A brother in the body of Christ.
就是在身体里面一个弟兄。
You see, I had to rediscover my place in the body of Christ.
所以我必须要重新发现我在身体里面的一份子。
To then see how the Lord wanted me to serve in the body of Christ.
然后再看神要我在这个身体里面要怎么样的来服事。
I kept looking for my name in the Bible. I couldn't find it.
我在圣经里面一直找来找去要找我自己的名字。
Can you find your name in the Bible?
你能够找到你的名字吗？
Well, maybe you have a Bible name.
也许你的圣经上面有写你的名字。
But that's not what I mean.
但是我讲的名字不是这一个。
Now my Bible, my name is in the Bible all over the place.
因为我的名字呢，换个角度来讲，到处都有。
But it's hidden.
但是藏起来的。
In my corporate name.
是在这个团体的名字里面。
The church, that's me.
就是讲到教会要讲到我。
The bride, that's me.
讲到心腹讲到我。
The holy city, New Jerusalem, that's me.
讲到圣城耶路撒冷讲到我。
You see, I have a lot of mention.In the Bible.
所以其实在圣经里面有讲到我的很多地方。
But it's always hidden in the corporate.
但总是在团体里面隐藏起来。
This is how our calling should be as well.
那么同样的我们的呼召也应该是这样。
What does Peter say?
彼得怎么讲?
You are a chosen race, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people.
他说你们是蒙拣选的职类，是君尊的祭司，是神所喜爱的百姓。
I didn't see my name in there.
那在那里的时候，我没有看到我的名字。
But my name was in every one of those callings.
但是每一个的描写里面都带着我。
Those are callings right out of the heavenly vision.
因为这个是从天上的意象来的。
Oh, that the body of Christ could be a royal priesthood.
所以一个基督的身体要成为君尊的祭司。
Chosen generation.
蒙拣选的族类。
Holy nation.
一个圣洁的国度。
That's our calling.
这是我们的呼召。
And every smaller individual calling needs to fit into the larger calling of who we're supposed to be.
所以每一个小的一个个人的呼召都要能够与这个伟大的荣耀的总的呼召能够相合。
Back in the day that the church lived under a heavenly vision, the world feared the church.
在过去的世代，当一个教会活在这样的一个天上的意象的时候，那么这个世界害怕教会。
Now the world makes movies that mock the church and Christians.
所以这个世界呢，现在在干什么？就是 做一些电影来自嘲笑耶稣，嘲笑教会，嘲笑基督徒。
You see, our calling must be seen in heavenly vision because it's a heavenly calling.
你知道，我们自己个人的呼召一定要从这天上的意象里面去寻找，因为这是天上来的呼召。If
we would serve called by God,
如果我们是蒙召服侍主，
how can we do this?
我们怎么样做呢?
His ways are higher.
他的道路高过我们的道路。 他的思念高过我们的思念。
His goals are deeper.
他的目标在深海当中。
His motives are spiritual.
他的动力是属灵的。
How are we going to serve him with what we are?
那以我们这样的人，我们怎么样来服侍？
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
这是不可能。
To obey the calling of God.
因为我们不可能去顺服神的呼召。
Except for the fact
唯有这样子,
that we've been called by grace.
因为我们是在恩典里面蒙召的。
No one is worthy.
没有人配来服侍神。
No one is fit for this glorious work of the ages.
没有人能够适合来做这一个天使所宣告的这个荣耀的呼召。
But he still comes and calls us.
但他还是来了，还是来呼召我们。
By his grace,
在他的恩典里面，
whether Paul or Timothy or whoever it was,
不论是保罗，不论是提摩太，不论是谁，
they were called.
他们都已经蒙了召。
By grace,
在恩典里面蒙召。
We don't have time to speak about the disciples.
我们在这里没有时间来讲这些门徒。
But when Jesus called his disciples,
但当耶稣在呼召门徒的时候，
they were totally unfit to serve the high calling of God.
他们是完全不适合来侍奉神这个上头来的呼召。
Their motives? Who's the greatest?
他们自己所信奉的是什么? 我们当中谁是最大的?
Their wisdom?
他们的智慧。
Peter says, I need to tell Jesus what to do because I'm right and he's wrong.
所以彼得的智慧是什么? 他要跟耶稣讲, 你错了, 我对了。
Their ministry?
他们的侍奉。
Lord, we want to cast fire down on that town.
所以主啊，我们要吩咐天上从火降下来。
Jesus says, you don't know what you're talking about.
那耶稣说什么？你们不知道你们讲的是什么。
And when you and I hear the call of God,
当我们听到天上的呼召的时候，
and we say, here am I, send me.
我们对主说，我在这里，请差遣我。
He takes us even though we're completely unfit and begins to do a work within us.
那他就 把我们收下来，虽然我们完全的不合适，但是他开始在我们身上工作。So
his calling that comes out of his heavenly vision, it has some practical aspects to it.
所以这个从天上来的意象来的呼召是有一个实际上的影响的。The
first aspect.
那么第一个方面，
when we are called in heavenly vision, we are called to fellowship with Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以当我们蒙了这从天上意象里面所来的呼召的时候，第一方面是我们开始蒙召与我们的主耶稣基督有联合、有交通。We
have this wonderful verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
所以我们现在要看哥林多前书第一章第九节。God
is faithful through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I'm sorry, which time?
1 Corinthians 1:9。第一章第九节，神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。Now, are you faithful to that calling?
所以你对这一个呼召是不是忠心？
Now your Lord wants to see you every morning.
所以你的主每天早上要见你的面。Your
first call is to fellowship with him.
所以你呼召的首先是与他交通。Are
you talking to him?
你有没有跟他谈话?
Is he sharing things with you?
他有没有跟他分享?
Are you sharing things with him? That's fellowship.
那你有没有跟他分享你的心意?
That's our first job.
这是交通, 这是我们第一件事。
You know, the disciples, as they walked with Jesus and fellowshiped with him,
所以我们知道门徒与耶稣基督一同行走，与他一同交通。
They began to understand a little bit why Jesus did what he did.
然后他们就开始稍微有一点明白为什么基督耶稣如此行事。
They began to understand a little bit his parables.
那么他开始有一点点的明白主耶稣的比喻。
As we walk with Jesus, we begin to watch him, see how he ministers, see how he talks.
那我们当与耶稣基督一同行走的时候，我们开始看见他是怎么想的，他是怎么样服侍的。
And so in Mark chapter 3, verse 14.
所以马可福音第三章第十四节。
When Jesus called his 12 apostles.
当主耶稣呼召他十二个门徒的时候。
It says two things in that verse.
他在那里讲到两件事。
He called these 12 first to be with him.
他第一件事，他就设立这十二个人，要他们常与自己同在。
And then to go out and preach and heal.
然后差他们出去，传道，给他们权柄赶鬼。
So you can imagine those 12 apostles, especially Peter, he likes to get down to work.
所以我们可以想象这十二个使徒，特别是彼得，彼得是一个非常想干活的人。
And you know Simon the Zealot, he always wants to, he's always buzzing around.
那我们知道那费瑞达的西门呢，到处是跑来跑去的。
Jesus says, shh, 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 spend time with me, watch what I do here.
那耶稣就跟他们安静下来，安静下来，跟我在一起，看看我怎么做。
The disciples try to pray for somebody, nothing happens.
所以这些使徒们为某些人祷告，什么事情都没有。
Jesus says, ah, easy.You need to pray and fast. You didn't have that background, you see.
所以耶稣就告诉他们说：“等等啊，你要禁食祷告，你要明白，你还没学会。
You only learn these things by being with him.
那你怎么学这些事呢？是跟主同行。
So on that mighty day when God spoke from heaven to the apostle Paul.
所以那一天，在荣耀的那一日，神从天上对使徒保罗讲的时候
，Apostle Paul sensed his calling and says, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
所以保罗就感觉到神对他的呼召，所以他对神说：“主啊，你要我做什么？”
Now, what did the Lord say?
那主怎么跟他讲
？Now you know Paul shares his testimony in several parts, and sometimes he telescopes the shortens the testimony a little bit.
我们知道保罗所给的见证在好几个地方都有，他不是每一个见证都是很完整的，他把它缩短一下。
But here's what the Lord said.
但是主讲的是这个。
On the road,
在这个路上这样讲。
Paul said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
所以保罗说：“主啊，你要我做什么
？”The Lord said, "Go to the city and wait."
所以主告诉他说：“你进到城里，在那里等候。
”And I'll tell you what to do there.
然后到了那里，我会告诉你要做什么。
In other words, Paul, be quiet.
换句话说，就保罗不要讲话。
Stop thinking what you have to do.
不要在那里想说你要做什么。
Spend 3 days fasting and praying, thinking about me.
先花三天来禁食祷告，想想看我。
Think about what you've seen.
想想看你所见到的异象。
And then after 3 days,
那三天以后
，Paul heard from God.
那保罗就听到神的声音。
Oh wait, wait, no, Paul didn't hear from God.
但等等，保罗没有听到神讲。
He heard from Ananias.
他所听到的是亚拿尼亚所讲的。
Ananias said, "Brother Saul."
那亚拿尼亚这样说，弟兄保罗。
The Lord has called you to be a witness.
主已经召你为他做见证。
But wait a minute, that was God speaking to him.
等等，这也是神对他讲。
But God spoke to him through the body of Christ.
但是神是借着基督的身体对保罗讲。
Oftentimes we discover our calling through the body of Christ.
所以很多时候我们发现我们自己的呼召也是透过了基督的身体。
There's a famous Baptist preacher named Truett.
在浸信会里面有一个非常有名的一个传道人叫 Truett.
He was a faithful attender of a Baptist church in Texas.
他是在非常忠心的参加一个在德州的一个浸信会。
But he was a lawyer.
他也是个律师。
But when he led the Sunday school class in the Baptist church, people get saved.
但是呢，当他在那个教会里面带领主日学的时候，救人得救。
Whenever they had a gospel meeting, they'd always ask him to share his testimony. He shares testimony, people get saved.
然后每次有福音的聚会时，他们都请他来分享他的见证。只要他一分享，就有人得救。
So one day, the body of Christ had an intervention, and they pulled Brother Truett in front of them, and they said, "You're a preacher of the gospel."
所以呢，有一天呢，这些会众啊，就起来决定把亲自的来做这件事。他们就围到这个弟兄面前，告诉他说：“你是蒙召是传福音的。”
He said, "No, no, I'm not. I'm a lawyer."
他说：“不是，不是，我是个律师。”
They said, "You need to pray because we're telling you you're a preacher in the body."
所以但是他们告诉他说：“你要祷告，因为我们是告诉你的，你是一个按神传讲话语的人。”
He was one of the great preachers in Texas in the early 20th century.
在二十世纪的早期，他是在德州一个很伟大的一个传道人。
But the body of Christ told him his calling.
但是呢，是从基督的身体告诉他他的蒙召的。
So Paul had to wait until the body of Christ, he could be part and be baptized in there.
所以保罗必须要在那里等等候，基督的身体来告诉他，然后在那里他才能受洗。
We see also in Romans chapter 12.
同时，我们也看罗马书的第十二章也讲到这个。
We remember how it says, "We lay our lives down as a living sacrifice to the Lord."
那这里讲到说，我们将自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
And then we begin to serve.
然后我们开始服事。
By the grace of God.
那按靠着神的恩典。
Do you see somebody needs some mercy? You show mercy.
你看到有些人需要恩典，你就靠将恩典分给他们。
Do the children need teaching? You teach. By the grace of God.
你看到他们需要教导孩子需要教导你就泡凭着神的恩典来教导他们。
And so the important thing is you do what you can by the grace of God in the body of Christ.
基本上就是这个意思你就按着你自己所得的能量来做就按着恩典在基督的身体里面做。
And God gives us grace.
那神所赐给我们恩典。
But with time, our gifts are discovered.
那但是经过了一段时间以后，我们的恩赐就开始显明出来。
There's perhaps some specific calling you have.
那也许我们有一些很特别的、很特殊的呼召。
God's plan is that this calling be discovered in the body of Christ as your servant.
但是呢，神的计划是要我们在基督的身体的侍奉里面开始显出我们的呼召。
Now today out there in Christendom.
但是今天在基督教的世界
People feel called to serve God whatever way they want.
所以他们常常感觉到神在呼召他们好像随便在什么地方都服侍。
And the body of Christ has little say in what they're doing.
那么基督的身体呢对他们的呼召好像完全没有办法说什么东西。
Now I went to seminary with a lot of men and women who felt called to the ministry.
那我在念神学院的时候，我是跟很多的自己觉得蒙神所召到那里念书的男男女女。
Now we had to take a preaching class.
那我们每一个人都要修讲道学。
We all had to preach.
我们每一个人都要讲道。
And the professors criticized our preaching.
然后那个教授呢就告诉我们哪里讲的不好。
A lot of those men should never become a preacher.
但是老实讲，那很多人，但那根本是不应该去做传道人。
So ironic that there's some people who think they're called to preach and they can't preach their way out of a paper bag.
但是实在是非常的奇怪了，有些人自己觉得蒙召要讲道，但是他们连平常讲话都不会啊。
There's some who think they're apostles. They should stay home.
但有些人觉得自己是使徒，其实啊，他们真是应该留在家里。
There's some who think they're prophets; they should shut their mouths.
但有些人觉得他们是先知啊，其实他们都应该闭上嘴巴。
But if you grow up one in the body of Christ,
但是如果你是在基督身体里面长大
，Now we need to give you a chance to preach once, twice, three times.
那当然，我们要给提供一个机会让你来讲道，也一次、两次、三次。
But if you're terrible, the brother should tell you be quiet.
那如果你真的不行的话，其实弟兄应该告诉你的，你就不要讲了。
Just、keep on being a lawyer.
那你就继续做律师。
Yeah, we need that kind of the body of Christ not only to experiment our gifts, but also to be corrected.
所以我们在身体里面的确要让大家来试试看有没有这样子的恩赐，但同时也要能够告诉人家说你实在没有。
Maybe somebody does have some gift of prophecy.
那也许有的人真的能够有说预言的恩赐。
But it needs to be examined in the body of Christ and encouraged in its right ways.
那他同样要接受这个基督身体的检验，同时呢，要基督的身体要能够鼓励他，能够用在一个正确的方向。
You see, our calling is developed in the body of Christ.
因为我们要明白，我们的呼召在基督的身体里面发展出来的。
What a shame when there are people who have no way to exercise in the body of Christ.
但是何等的可惜，一个人在基督的身体里面好像完全没有用处。
There's some churches where the same guy preaches every week. He's the only guy who speaks.
那么有的时候，有的教会只有一个人讲道，从头到尾都只有一个人。
Now how are the other men of God going to be raised up?
那么这样子的话，那其他的人怎么样有机会呢
？If you're going to have elders who are apt to teach according to the scriptures, how are they going to become apt if they never exercise?
那如果有别的长老，那他们一个责任是讲道。那他如果没有机会讲的话，他怎么样练习
？How we need reality in the body of Christ.
随着基督的身体，我们需要这样子的实际。
Fellowship, sharing, ministering one to another.
能够彼此的交通，彼此的分享，彼此的服侍。
If the ministry is in the hands of a few,
如果这个服侍只是在几个人的手里，
then the spirit of Nicolaitan is among us, and Jesus hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
Nicolaitans. 尼格拉党，对。那这样子呢，尼格拉党的精神就在教会里面，那神是厌恶这些人的。
Oh, I hope that you have a living assembly where you meet.
那我盼望呢，你所处在的一个聚会是一个活泼的聚会。
Young people can learn how to preach the gospel.
所以年轻人可以在那里学怎么样传福音。
Brothers and sisters preach the gospel.
那也弟兄姐妹一同传福音。
Exercise that gift.
练习一下。
You see, this is the first practical thing we're called to.
因为这是我们第一个蒙召一个实际的事情。
Everyone here has a calling.
在这里的每一个人都有呼召。
Everyone.
每一个。
And what's that?
那这个是什么？
You're a witness.
你是一个见证人。
Everyone's a witness.
每一个人都是见证人。
Everyone should share the gospel.
每一个人都要学习分享福音。
If you are not sharing the gospel,
如果你没有去分享福音，
how can you say you have a calling under heavenly vision?
那你怎么能够说你从天上有一个意象呢？最后你的呼召呢？
Where there are assemblies that don't preach the gospel, even have gospel meetings, this is shame.
那甚至有的聚会根本不传福音，甚至有一个福音的聚会也不传福音。
And ye shall be my witnesses when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
但是当圣灵必降临，你们就要做我的见证。
So when Ananias spoke to Saul after 3 days of fasting and prayer.
所以当亚拿尼亚经过了三天的禁食祷告以后，对扫罗这样讲。
Ananias did not say you're going to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
所以亚拿尼亚并没有跟保罗讲说你要做一个外邦人的使徒。
That you are to witness the things that you have seen and heard regarding Jesus.
要说他对他说的是什么，你要将你所听见所看见的耶稣基督给万民做见证。
Now there is a ministry for every brother and sister in the body of Christ. Every brother and sister.
所以这一个是给每一个在基督身体里面的弟兄姐妹的一个侍奉。
And there's two reasons why this needs to be seriously understood.
那么这有两个原因，为什么我们必须要认真的来了解。
One.
第一。
Because only you are in the place God appointed you to meet the people that He wants you to witness to.
因为只有你是被神放在那一个位置，能够碰到你能够碰到的人。
And the second reason,
第二个原因，
because as a witness, you will daily bear the cross by denying yourself.
因为你是基督的见证人，所以你每日当背起十字架来否定自己，背起十字架。
Because of what's going on in Nepal with the earthquakes these days,
因为最近在尼泊尔所发生的地震，
I'm reminded of the apostle.The Christian apostle that went in and started the churches in Nepal back in the 1960s.
那我只想到了一个基督的使徒在1960年左右的时候到尼泊尔建立的教会。
Have you ever heard of Prem Pradhan?
不知道你有没有听过这个人 Prem Pradhan?
He was the Watchman Nee of Nepal.
他在尼泊尔的地位就好像尼托生在中国一样。
And it was when he was saved in India.
那他得救的时候在印度。
God called him to go home to Nepal.
那神就叫他说你要回到你自己的家乡尼泊尔。
He was an officer in the army.
那他是陆军里面的一个军官。
And he went home to Nepal.
他就回到了尼泊尔。
He preached the gospel for 3 years until the first person got saved.
他在那里传福音传了3年才有第一个人得救。
Because he preached the gospel.
因为他传福音。
And the kingdom of Nepal said it was illegal.
所以那个时候尼泊尔这个王国就说这个是非法的。
The first 14 years of his life as a Christian,
所以他做基督徒的头14年
he spent 10 of them in prison.
有10年的时候他被关进监牢。
He started the churches in Nepal, 100 or more assemblies.
他在尼泊尔就建立的教会有100多个聚会。
By converting the people in the prisons.
是为什么呢？因为他把在监狱里面的人带领他们信耶稣。
When he was released,
当他得释放的时候
still illegal,
还是非法的。
He preached and built the assemblies of God there in Nepal.
他就在尼泊尔建立起神的聚会。
They meet just like us.
跟我们聚会一样。
They have our similar vision.
他有类似的看法。
Because our brother was saved by an evangelist from Brother Bak Singh.
为什么呢？因为他是因为那个印度的 Boxing 的弟兄那里面的一个传福音的人带领信主的。
So he brought the torch of the testimony into Nepal.
所以这样子他就把见证的火炬带到了尼泊尔。
And you know we're praying for the many assemblies there.
所以我们现在也在为那里很多的聚会祷告。
And one assembly alone in Kathmandu.
那当中有一个在 Kathmandu 的一个聚会。
When that earthquake, first earthquake came,
当第一波的地震来的时候
，they were breaking bread.
他们正在那里剥饼。
And 27 people died.
那27个人就死了。
Breaking bread.
正在剥饼的时候。
33 others were injured in that little congregation.
那么在那小小的聚会里面，其他的33个人受伤。
And right now they are distributing funds and monies in the cup of cold water in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以他们在那里呢，就奉主的名在那里分食物，在那里提供水等等。
So we need to obey the Holy Spirit as witnesses.
所以我们必须要顺服圣灵来做见证。
Then secondly, we need to do the good works that God has called us to do.
那么第二个呢，我们要做神所召我们所做的善事。
Again, I share from Ephesians chapter 2.
我们再看一下以弗所书第二章。
Familiar verse to all of you.
对我们来讲都很熟悉的经文。
It simply says in verse 10.
第十节这么讲。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.Which God prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them.
那我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Whenever we're saved,
当我们得救以后
，Our God has already prepared some things for us to do.
神已经预备好了一些事要叫我们去做的。
We're created in Christ Jesus for good works.
那我们在耶稣基督里造成是要行善。
They've been created just for us to do.
那么这些事情就是要让我们去做。
Have you asked the Lord what they are?
你有没有问过一下主这些事是什么事
？How you can help?
你怎么样能够帮助
？What you can do?
你能够做些什么
？There they are.
就在这里。
Obey the Spirit of God.
那就顺服神的圣灵带领。
Be a Christian full of good works.
那做一个充满了善事的基督徒。
It's so important that we obey the Spirit's promptings in our life.
实在是我们一生当中这个能够遵守圣灵的带领是非常重要的。
When we look at the record in the New Testament,
当我们读到新约的记载
，we can't imagine what would happen if these brothers and sisters disobeyed the Holy Spirit.
我们实在很难想象这些弟兄姐妹如果他们不顺服圣灵的话是怎么样子的情况。
What if Ananias never went and spoke to the Apostle Paul?
如果亚拿尼亚从来没有去跟使徒保罗讲什么
？What if Peter refused to go to the Gentile house of Cornelius？
那如果保罗拒绝去外邦人的家哥尼流家
？What if Philip said no? I won't go into the desert. I'm preaching a revival in Samaria.
那如果腓力说我不要到沙漠去，因为我在撒玛利亚这里有大的复兴
？What if Priscilla and Aquila said no? We shouldn't talk to Apollos. Just let him like he is.And they never share with him the more perfect way.
那亚基拉百基拉，如果他们自己说，我们不要再跟亚波罗再讲清楚，我们只要跟他有一点一般的交谈就可以。
So much of the history of the early church came out of individual faithfulness, doing what the Holy Spirit told them.
所以早期教会里面有很多很多事情都是一个一个的基督徒遵守了圣灵的带领。
Well, now I must stop.
那在这里我必须要停了。
And I hear your stomach's gurgling. You're hungry.
我们时间已经不够了。那我又听见你们肚子都在呱呱叫。
I've hardly touched on this matter of calling. There's so many dimensions to it.
那我实在还有很多关于这个呼召，还有很多面我们可以讲的。
It's a heavenly calling.
因为这是属天的呼召。
Called by Paul, the upward call in Christ Jesus.
那这是我们在基督里面蒙召到天上的，往上的。
It's a holy calling.
那是一个圣召。
Oh, there's so much we could say.
我们还可以讲很多的东西。
But I know if you see the reality of that heavenly vision of Christ and all that He is, you will hear the call of God.
但我知道一件事情，如果你看到这个天上的异象，在那里能够在看到基督里面各样的丰满的时候，你就会知道这一个呼召。
God calls people in so many different ways.
那神用各式各样不同的方法来呼召一个人。
Samuel, Samuel.
Samuel,
come and see.
来看
Come, follow me.
来跟随我
Sell all that you have.
将你一切所有的卖掉
Come, follow me.
来跟随我
Timothy,
提摩太
carry the Apostle Paul's baggage.
背着保罗的行李跟他一起走。
So many ways.
有很多很多不同的方式。
Their call.
那弟兄姐妹们这各式各样的呼召。
Philip, go to the desert.
菲利，菲利，到沙漠里去。
Oh, so many ways the Lord calls.
神召我们真是各式各样不同。
May you be faithful.
但让我们能够忠心。
Not only to see His end, but His call.
不仅仅是能够看到他意象里面的终极目的，也看到这个呼召。
You notice I said not your call, first his call, then your call.
但让我们搞清楚一件事，不是你的呼召，首先是看见他的蒙召，再发现我们的呼召。
If by the Holy Spirit our eyes could be open to the Lord Jesus,
所以靠着圣灵，我们的眼睛能够打开，能够面对主。
Then we will discover that we are walking.In a new and living way, which I will talk about, God willing, tomorrow morning.
然后呢，我们就会发现，我们能够走在一条又新又活的道上。主若许可，明天早上我们会分享。
Our Father, we're so thankful that we can be seated in the heavenly places with Christ and fellowship with Him.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们能够坐在天上与基督一同的有交通。
Would you open our eyes to see the height and depth and width and breadth of Christ Jesus, all that He is?
求你开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看到耶稣基督所示里的长阔高深。
And then in small, some small way, find how we can bring everything under the headship of Christ.
然后从当中的一点点里面，我们也许可以看见，基督是怎么样做我们的元首。
To Him be the honor and glory.
他是我们的荣耀尊贵。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.